Kent Lake and Kentwood in the brand spanking new NPSL Cascade Division. Both teams right there near the top. I mean, Kentwood's at the top, undefeated in league. Kent Lake, a couple of losses, but still in, I believe, still in playoff contention. But the guy that would know whether they're in playoff contention or not would be TJ Cotterell from the Tacoma News Tribune. Hi, TJ.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. Got a rivalry tonight, Kent Lake and Kentwood. What happened?
Kentwood, total defensive dominance in this game. 36-0 victory to clinch its fifth consecutive number one seed to the 4A district playoffs. And Kent Lake, this means they're the number three seed going in to the playoffs. No play. Graham Kapalson next week, the number two seed for the 4A SPSL. Kentwood will play the number four seed from Kinko, which looks like it's East Lake, because it looks like Bothell's the head-to-head over East Lake and the 4A Kinko. So you'll have Kentwood versus East Lake next week, Kent Lake versus Graham Kapalson.
And what becomes of Kennedy and my mighty Mount Rainier Rams?
Well, that game essentially didn't really have any meaning once Kent Lake lost. Kennedy is assured the number two seed, no matter if it wins or loses tonight. I believe that game's still going on. Actually, had a pretty late start. Okay. But Mount Rainier is the number four seed, which is, you know, huge for that program. I mean, geez, so many losing seasons they've had and struggle seasons they've had, and now get to go to the playoffs and have a chance to go in as a high seed. They get to go as a number four. Still left up in the air as a number five seed. It's going to be if Tahoma wins over Hazen tonight, it's the number five, or Hazen can get that fifth seed as well.
Gotcha.
That's the five seeds from the 4A NPSL Cascade Division into the 4A District Playoffs.
And those cross over and play whom?
So those will cross over to a lot of Kinko and Wesco. So Kennedy, for example, number two seed, will go play the Wesco number three next week. Mount Rainier, the NPSL Cascade number four seed, will play the Kinko number two seed next week. And the five seed will actually play the five seed from the Olympic Division, which is Federal Way, sneaking in by the of its teeth. Thanks to Auburn losing tonight and Enumclaw winning tonight, it just barely snuck into that fifth and final playoff spot. So Federal Way and either Tahoma or Hazen will play a Tuesday play-in game for the chance to go as the number five seed from the NPSL, and they would go play the Wesco number one.
Gotcha. Great stuff, man. Any other scores that we're missing tonight?
Sumner holding on in overtime to go beat Emerald Ridge, and that for Sumner clinches their third unbeaten league season in the past 5 years.
Wow.
And, you know,
different classifications, too.
Different classifications each year. And so they complete tonight barely over Emerald Ridge. And that was a crazy one itself because Emerald Ridge lost and Puyallup lost and Curtis won. I made a three-way tie for the fifth and final seed from the 4A SPSL, in which case, because of a three-way tie, Puyallup gets that number five seed based off point differential.
Oh, wow.
If Curtis would have lost to South Kitsap tonight, then it would have been ER and Puyallup tied, and ER would have gone on because it owns a head-to-head over Puyallup. But crazy convoluted system. Puyallup gets that number five seed. Again, a kind of skin of its teeth thing, even though they lost to Bellarmine tonight, gets to take their prolific passing offense with Holcomb throwing for 3,000 yards into the playoffs.
Wow. Great stuff, TJ. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
You bet. TJ Cotterell, Tacoma News Tribune. Kentwood undefeated in league with a big win over Kent Lake.